Hi everyone, welcome to another exciting session of Lambda Test Experience Series. Through ECPI Series, we dive into the world of insights and innovation featuring renowned industry experts and business leaders in the testing and QA ecosystem. I'm your host, Kavya, Director of Product Marketing at Lambda Test, and it's a pleasure to have you all with us today. In today's session, we'll explore how AI and ML technology revolutionize data quality testing, enhancing both efficiency and accuracy. Let me first introduce you to our guest on the show, Yogendra Porwal, Test Automation Lead at Benmine. With over a decade of experience in quality assurance across various software domains, Yogendra brings a wealth of knowledge in automation, functional performance, and security. Beyond his professional accomplishments, Yogendra is an avid biker, enjoys sketching, and loves playing video games. So to shed light on today's discussion, Yogendra will share his insights with some real-world examples and address the challenges and future trends in data quality testing. Let's jump straight into the heart of the discussion. I'll hand it over to Yogendra to share a bit about himself and tell our audience about his journey in quality assurance so far. Over to you, Yogendra.
Thank you. Thank you, Kavya. Thank you for having me here. My name is Yogendra and I'm currently working as a test architect in Benmine. I have more than 10 years of experience in quality assurance in several industry domains like BFSI, e-com, telecom, fitness, and others. I have expertise in various testing verticals such as test automation, performance, security. And for last few years, I have been working in UTL testing as of now. My role at my organization, Benmine, involves using my expertise to enhance the overall quality process to ensure that we will deliver a robust and reliable software solution for our client. I'm also involved in upskilling my peers, looking into new tech and trends in the industry. Outside my professional life, I mostly travel, right? Enjoy solo bike riding. After my marriage, I'm going with my wife, actually. So I also do sketching. I do play video games a lot. That helps me to be energized every time and be creative in the industry.
Thank you so much, Yogendra. So can you start off by also telling us a bit about Benmine?
Definitely. So Benmine was founded in 2014 by our CEO, Avnish Kamboj. We started with a small team of only 15-20 people. And over past 7 years, we have grown to a team of over 350 professionals spread across 5 different countries or offices. We have office in USA, in UK, Dubai, Indonesia, and also in India. So we have office in Mumbai and also in Noida. We have become a preferred technology partner throughout this year in the industry. We have served our end-to-end digital engineering and quality assurance services to our client, which come from over 50 different industry domains as of now.
Thank you so much, Yogendra, for the brief introduction about your career and Benmine. Now, on to the first question of the day. Why is data quality and ETL testing important? And what is its impact on data-driven decision-making?
So, you see, nowadays, it's all about data, right? If you see all the big enterprises, be it a financial platform or maybe e-commerce, right? Or if you think about OTT as well, right? So they are all collecting data from the customer or maybe the historical data, right? And curating them, processing them, and creating insights or recommendation to be used for customer or maybe business insight, right? Or maybe for their future planning, right? For the business. So you see, when there is so much processing of data, right? So much data is being consumed, and so much processing is being done, and it is being used to prepare insights and recommendation, right? And prediction. So we need someone who can actually make sure that all these processes of curation and processing is being done accurately, right? The data that is being ingested in those process is of good quality, right? And also the prepared data is very relevant to the business or maybe the insights that we are creating, right? And that's where the ETL testing comes in. That's why it is very important to have data quality in those pipelines, right? In those processes, having ETL testing in place that can help you to have better quality of those insights.
Thank you. That's an interesting point. And of course, thanks for sharing this insight. Moving on to the next question that we have for you. Can you briefly describe your current approach to data quality testing? I'm sure you must be doing it on a day-to-day basis at your organization.
So I think approach or the fundamental of approach is very similar to any kind of testing, right? We understand the business first, right? And we understand the process. So for data quality or ETL testing as well, right? We first need to understand what business we are doing it for, right? And what domains the data is belongs to, right? So that we can make sure the quality of data is up to the mark. You need to understand like what if it is belong to financial domain, right? Then we need to make sure that the precision of the data is good, right? If it is belong to customer profile data, then we need to check other all the dimensions related to customer and their habits, right? If it is belong to telecom domain. So we need to first understand what the business is, what the domain of our process, right? Second is you need to understand the process itself, right? How the data is being curated, right? How it is being processed and what will be the use case of those processed data, right? If it is getting used for recommendation system, right? Then you need to make sure that all the dimension, like what is thumbs up and what customer is doing thumbs down, right? What are their interests while creating the profile, right? And based on those dimensions, you will have better understanding of how those recommendations is actually being prepared, right? And then you can prepare your approach around that, right? If it is being used for financial data, right? Then you need to make sure that those data have very accurate precision to the last decimal, right? Because it will impact the overall insight, right? That is being prepared for the customer or business. So when you have this holistic knowledge or understanding, then you will have a better approach that can be curated for the data quality process.
Thanks for sharing that. And interesting to know that with every domain, there are also so many compliances, right? As you said, for finance, there are a set of compliances. For healthcare, there are a set of compliances that
governance.
Absolutely. So with every domain, what is happening is that the approach sort of has to be tweaked or customized in its own way. Great. So what are the biggest challenges that you have faced in ensuring data quality at BinMile?
The challenges are common for, I think, all kind of testing, right? So the one common challenge that I have faced, right, and I have seen it is a norm in the industry. I mean, I don't have much experience, right? It's just 10 years. There are also experts who are more knowledgeable, right? But what I have seen that we have a very low QA to dev ratio in all the teams, right? In all the projects that I have been worked in, I have seen maximum to one QA to five developer ratio, right? And then QA will always have tight deadlines because throughout the sprint, QA will have very small amount of time to certify everything, do their regression testing, and there are a lot of pressure from stakeholders to sign off early, right? So that they can go to production early, right? So this is a very common challenge. And if we talk about ETL testing specifically, so challenges comes with the complexity in data, right? So to handle the diverse data sources and their format, suppose the data is coming from CSV file, it might be coming from RSS feed or streams of API, right? It can be comes from various type of databases. It can be NoSQL, MongoDB, or maybe MSSQL, right? So to handle those different data sources, to create a standard process that can fit in all that, right? That is a bit complex and can be challenging, right? there is another challenge, which is the size of data, right? So when the data is small, right? For example, we are just checking for the customer data profile data, right? For recommendation system, we just need to check a few dimensions around it, right? Or few small fields. So to address it, so when I talk about entity is like a table, right? And dimension is like the columns, right? In the table. So when those entity grows rapidly, right? Suppose we have hundreds of entity, and those entity can have hundreds or tens of dimension, right? And that grows to a number of thousands, right? To prepare validation rules, to do profiling for each of them, right? It is very tedious task. And when you have such monotonous tasks that you have to do again and again, it is error prone, right? And that's where AI ML can help us, right? So they can automate those monotonous tasks for us. They can actually enhance the coverage for us, right? And that's why we are actually keen to involve AI ML in the data quality test.
Thanks again. So the takeaway that I'm getting out of it is that there are so many variables involved that the number of challenges also sort of increases or gets amplified, right? And
yeah.
We are, in fact, moving on. We would be talking about AI and its potential in this area, of course. But good to know that you've even started looking at solutions on how to sort of automate this entire process using AI ML. Moving on to the next question, right? What potential does AI ML have for data quality testing? How can it be a game changer for data quality testing?
Yeah, definitely it has potential. And I think AI ML will change how we are doing ETL testing, or actually how we will do actual ETL testing in future, right? The foundation will be same, right? We will go through business requirement. We understand how the process is being done, what is the outcome, right? It's not like it will change what we are doing, right? But it will change how we will do things, right? AI ML won't be doing everything for us. But there are areas in which it can have impact on doing some monotonous tasks that we are doing as of now, right? Like preparing data validation rule, preparing profiling for composite dimensions or data, right? Doing anomaly detection for us. So while after doing this automation with AI ML, right, for those monotonous tasks, it will actually free up a lot of time for us human testers, right? So that we can focus on more complex work and increase the overall quality of the product, right? So we already have some tools like Qualibra or Query Search AI, right? That are actually utilizing LLM model for preparing data validation, data mapping check, data lineage for you, right? That help in increasing overall data quality and governance as well.
Thanks. You know, you just mentioned a few tools. Would you like to share or recommend a few of those that you have personally used at your workplace and, you know, you have seen good results? Because a lot of experimentation is happening when it comes to AI ML tools right now, right? So if there are anything that you might want to recommend, please go ahead.
So for ETL testing, I think Qualibra and Query Search both are a good tool. And I think Query Search has just introduced Query Search AI, right? That can prepare complex transformation checks for you as well, do data mapping very quickly. So that is one of the tool. Qualibra is also a good tool, right? So maybe we can go and explore that, but decide on your own, right? Check like where it can help you, right? What are the areas that it can be implemented and save some effort from you?
Thank you, Yukendra, for those recommendations. And also for the perspective that you shared on how AML is, helping testers free up their time, basically, so that they can focus on more essential tasks that are on hand. Let's also discuss some specific areas where it could make a big impact, right? In your opinion, what are some of those most promising areas where AI ML can revolutionize data quality testing?
So I see there are promising areas in enhancing data profiling, right? So data profiling is actually preparing validation around one particular dimension, right? What kind of format or data type it has, like a complex relation between different other dimensions, right? It dependencies, and what kind of rules or validation we can have. So suppose for example, age of a customer, right? We can have mean age, or maybe if it is only for above 18, right? We can have minimum age, maximum age, but when we use AIML, right, to create data profiling, it can have several other suggestions to do those kind of profiling, and it can automate those rule generation, right? So it will save a lot of time, right? There is another promises or maybe the future that where we can use AIML or LLMs, which is creating self-healing data pipeline, right? So suppose we have trained some LLM model that can automatically identify the data quality issue, right? Because it has insight from the historical issues that it is being trained on. And it can find where the values are missing, right, in your data, or it can have incorrect format as well. So when it identified, right, you can create a workflow or maybe intelligent routing. So those errors can be directed to appropriate remediation process, right? And it can be fixed automatically. So that way you have already automated the whole finding those minor issues and error, and it is getting fixed again. So it is a self-healing cycle for your data, right? And it will save a lot of time on those small issue that we might have missed, or maybe we spend a lot of time just to log those issue, right? And it is getting fixed, and there is a feedback cycle again and again, right? So it will save those kind of time. So these are the two areas that I think has a scope in future.
Thank you. That helps a lot. You know, of course, those areas also sound very promising. Moving on to the next question that we have. Have you implemented any AI-ML solutions for data quality testing? And if so, can you also share your experience and the results with the audience?
So, we have done implementation around data profiling, right, and also anomaly detection. So we have used some LLM model. So first challenge is finding an LLM model that can actually work or maybe relevant to your data, right? So we have used that for some maybe financial data, right? So suppose, for example, when we have a dimension size for a property, right? And if we try to do rule validations or try to prepare rules around it ourselves, right? So we might think of minimum size, maximum size of property, right? And we might think of that the size should be in a square, right? Or a square yard. And we can also think of data type. It should be integer or maybe doubles. So when we use that model, right, to prepare rules around that dimension, with the GenAI, right? It actually created some rules that we have not thought of, actually. So like mean, median, standard deviation, right? That will provide an overview of the central tendency and spread of the size value, right? It is also suggested to check, like, suppose you are in a society and there are flats in that property, right? So the size cannot be square. It should be unit number, right? How many units this particular apartment has. So this is another great insight that we had, right? And it even suggested the pattern and trends in the size value, which can be associated with the other dimensions, right? Suppose the size is directly related to price and the location or region at where it is located, right? So this is one example in which we have done some work. Another is anomaly detection, right? So I can share one example for the customer data of their watching habits on OTT platform, right? So when we were checking on ourselves, right? So we were checking, like, which drama they have done thumbs up or thumbs down, right? which genre they are watching against their recommendation, right? And what interest they have selected in their profile and what recommendation they are having, right? So, but when we used LLM, right, they have identified few that we have not thought of. So one is significant deviation for one user, average viewing duration, right? So previously it was like maybe 1 hour daily, and then it is significantly increased over time, right? So it's not like it's an anomaly, right? Maybe the customer have some free time, it has some vacation, right? But it's an anomaly, right? That can be reviewed, right? They have found inconsistency in their day of week time to watch series, right? They have seen frequent switches between different content type and genre in a short period. They have also identified one very interesting issue, that there is a frequent change in playback speed for one customer, right? So he is watching like 8 hours of series in just 3 to 4 hours, right? So this is actually very insightful and helpful to find those anomalies, right? It shed great light on how we are viewing data and what inconsistency and issue the source data can have.
Thank you, Yogendra, for walking us through the entire process of it, and in fact breaking it down into multiple steps that are involved, right? There are so many different factors, so many multiple steps involved, and even creating that framework to go ahead with choosing the right set of LLM model. Moving on to the next question, what are the key considerations for organizations that are looking to adopt AIML for data quality testing?
Yeah, so there are actually several. So let's discuss a few. So first is the model and the data, right? So as I mentioned earlier, so we need to choose the LLM model very carefully, right? Which model we will be using, right? What is the size of the model, right? What is the data that we will be ingesting to validate, right? Is it accurate? Is it complete? Is it representative of the real world, right? What kind of training data is being used in the LLM model? Because finding a pre-trained model that is actually relevant to your domain, right? It's very hard, right? Finding a data quality model, or maybe a model that can help you in data quality for specifically financial domain, right? Or specifically ODD domain, it's very hard. So you might have to train them on your own data, right? And that will take time. And that will actually take a lot of accurate data, which is relevant around that domain, right? So that is one consideration. Also the infrastructure and computational power, right? So training and running these AI models or LLM models requires significant computational resource, right? Like CPU, GPU, and there are specific processors which are claimed to process this model faster, right? Even if you have seen or in news that OpenAI can't even make revenue out of this ChatGPT, right? Because the cost to run each query is very high, right? So this is actually very important factor to consider before going or choosing the LLM, right? Then we have also one challenge, which is expertise and talent, right? To find right people who is also have knowledge around your domain and who is also expert with data science and engineering, and also can work with AIML models, right? There is another challenge, which is monitoring and governance, right? So as you mentioned before, this financial domain data comes with the data governance and compliances, right? So what kind of data we are using? Are we actually compromising any compliance or governance while training our model, right? So that can also be an issue. So we should consider that as well, right? And if those LLM model can be seamlessly integrated with our process or not, that is also another consideration. So I think it's easy to do POCs and everything, but actually using those models, right? It takes a lot of consideration and research before that.
Thank you so much, Yogendra, for those insights. Now, looking forward, right, how do you see AIML impacting the future of data quality testing?
So I think AI will significantly impact the future of data quality and ETL testing, right? It will transform it into a more efficient and accurate and proactive practice, right? So there are a few that we can discuss, right? How it will boost the efficiency, right? So when we use LLM models to some monotonous tasks for us, like anomaly detection, data profiling, right? And it will free up a lot of time for us to do focus on more complex tasks, right? And it will significantly improve the testing efficiency and reduce overall time to production and for our deliveries, right? And it will enhance the accuracy as well, right? Because it is being trained on your own data and the historical issue that you have found, right? And also the profiling and validation preparation, right? When we do those monotonous tasks again and again for each dimension, right? It is error prone. But LLM can do it better. Not better, but it is being trained on those issues that you have found in previous time, right? So it has that holistic knowledge with it, right? So it will increase your accuracy. And there is also proactive approach around that, right? Because we can implement those machine learning, and that can allow to predict data quality maintenance or data quality issue, right? Maybe incorrect format, missing data, right? And it can analyze historical issues as well, right? So there will be a proactive approach around ETL testing with the help of AI ML, right? And it can identify potential issues that can even before they can occur, right? So enabling the preventive measures throughout our data integrity or data quality pipeline, right? And it will actually increase the integrity and consistency as well.
Thank you. So, yeah, better efficiency or reliability as well as accuracy when it comes to data quality testing. And of course, as you said, AIML would of course bring in a more holistic approach to the to testing, of course. Now, moving on to the last question that we have today, what advice would you like to give the listeners who are interested in exploring AIML for data quality testing?
So, I think my advice is to start looking into the LLM model, right? Because AI and LLM is at its peak, right? It's not like it just came in, right? So AI has been here for decades now, right? But it's in the hand of common people now, right? If you are using WhatsApp, right? We have AI agent in WhatsApp as well, right? So those kind of AI agent are making life easier for everyone, right? Same goes for data quality analyst as well. So we need to explore what tool that is leveraging the AI ML, right? And what tools claiming that they can help us in data quality by leveraging those LLM models, right? And look out for those, right? Explore those area and don't stop there, right? Explore how this LLM actually work as well, right? Because when you have idea like how this models are being trained, what is the biases and issues with this LLM model, right? Then you will have a holistic approach to like how we can use those to enhance or empower our data quality testing, right? And it's not like they are very error proof, right? So they have their own challenges because AI LLM models have their biases as well, right? We don't know like what kind of data is being used in the training of them, right? We cannot explain the result as well because there are so many variables and parameter being used in the neural network of the LLM model, right? So I think we should consider all those and look out for the LLM model and explore those areas.
Thank you, Yugendra. That was really insightful. And as we wrap today's conversation, I just want to take a moment to thank you for sharing valuable insights into AIML applications and data quality testing. I'm sure your expertise has definitely helped our audience get a deeper understanding of potential and challenges in this area. And to our audience, thank you for joining us today, and stay tuned for more episodes of LambdaTest webinar series, where we bring you cutting-edge insights from industry experts in the field of quality engineering and testing. Once again, thank you so much, Yogendra, for joining us today. It has been a pleasure
watching you.
Thank you. Yeah. Absolutely. Thank you, everyone. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.